From the Epilogue, For Patients. As we have learned throughout this book, a critical factor in determining a patient's susceptibility to suggestion is the degree of authority the patient vests in their caregiver. In large part, this will flow in proportion to the degree of helplessness and dependency the patient feels. Since one day some of us may become patients, let's consider how to lessen our sense of helplessness and dependency, and thereby reduce our vulnerability to potentially adverse suggestions. First and foremost, as patients, it's important to realize who you are dealing with when you go to a healthcare professional. Usually, it's someone well-schooled in the treatment of certain conditions with certain preferred modalities, pills, punctures, potions, manipulations, etc. The expert will know how those conditions generally respond to their methods of treatment. That, in essence, is the core of their expertise. The expert will not know how you might respond to their treatment, or how you might respond to other treatments, and often how you might respond in the absence of treatment altogether. Remember, all experts live within their skewed world of circumscribed experience, which is always biased against spontaneous improvements and toward outcomes predicted by the expert. The reason for this skew is twofold. First, patients who spontaneously improve do not often return to experts. Second, since the experts are often vested with authority by their patients, their prognostications have the impact of powerful hypnotic suggestions, in essence, self-fulfilling prophecies. And since the experts have no way of distinguishing between an accurate forecast and an actualized suggestion, they naturally assume their patients' outcomes are the inevitable consequence of the way things are, the way things must always be. So as a patient, what can you do? The simple answer is, do not vest authority, as I have used that term throughout this book, in your caregivers. Meaning, in matters of health and healing, do not subordinate your will to the will of others. Instead, view the individuals on your healthcare team as provisional consultants, whose expertise does not include many of the eminent resources you have at your command, your healer within, so to speak. A surgeon, for example, is retained for his or her diagnostic and technical skills. He or she offers, in most cases, very little with respect to your healing systems. You retain agency over those systems, deciding what supplements to take, what suggestions to accept or reject, what other measures might be helpful. Or an oncologist might be required. But remember, that specialist cannot forecast your outcome, know your immune system, nor can he or she predict whether your survival will defy his or her previous experiences. Again, to the extent possible, you retain agency over your survival systems, deciding what interventions will be performed and what will not, what internal directives you yourself will issue, and what external directives you will accept or reject. In other words, you are not helpless and dependent. You can engage and disengage with caregivers as you choose. Beyond that, it's fair for you to insist your caregivers not deliver negative suggestions.